Terrace Talk with Wheaty Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the programme. Well, I can tell you we were all very deeply shocked and saddened to hear of the sudden and unexpected death last Saturday at his home of our former great Killarney Legion youth player Conor Spillman of Ballycashin. Conor, I can tell you, was a brilliant young GAA and soccer star with Killarney Athletic and with Killarney Celtic. He was a great athlete in his young days with the Guineaguilla Athletic Club, and he was also a great oarsman with Fless Valley and with the Workmen. He was an all-rounder, and he comes from a great Legion family. One of his brothers, Glenn, has played at all ages for the Legion, including senior. And I can tell you that Conor was one of the best underage players that I have ever managed and trained, and believe it or not, and this is true. Listen to this, folks. When Conor was playing under 14 with us, I was present at a game with a late great Legion activist, a great friend of mine, the late Jim Trant of Muckross Road. The match was being played in Doreen. It was an East Kerry League game under 14. Conor was playing between full forward and centre forward. He scored that night 10 goals. 10 goals all from play. I have never before or since seen this repeated. And I can tell you it was for Jim and I a kind of a surreal experience, because it kept creeping up to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, coming up to the last 10 minutes, 9. And I remember the late Jim saying to me, will we see him scoring the 10? Will we ever see it done? And just before the full-time whistle, he careered through, banged it into the back of the net, 10 goals and all from play. I had come to know and meet Conor often of late years. I can tell you, he became a good friend of mine. Every time I'd meet him, I loved chatting to him. He was an exemplary young man. He's a massive loss to everyone, of course, and to his family in particular. And I extend our deepest sympathies to his wife, Michelle, and his daughter, Holly, and of course, his mother and father and his brothers and his extended family. And indeed, the Killarney Athletic GAA Club, or Athletic Soccer Club, were on, and the Killarney Athletic Soccer Club are sending their deepest sympathies to the family of Conor Spillman. Conor was Player of the Year in 2006 with Killarney Athletic. Killarney Legion GAA Club send their deepest sympathies to the Spillman family and saying that Conor was one of our great underage players. Now, he was, as I say, a great soccer player. He played with Killarney Athletic, then he changed over and he moved to Killarney Celtic. And Carol McMahon, who's a well-known manager, trainer of the Celtic teams, one of the best managers, trainers in the county. He has tremendous success with Celtic over the years. He knew Conor Spillman more than anybody else. And I met up with Carol McMahon today and we sat down, and Carol had his memories of Conor. And first of all, I asked him, when did he first come in contact with him?
I suppose Conor really came on board about 6 years ago. He left Killarney Athletic, who he played all his underage soccer with, and he was very good friends with Peter McCarthy. He came up to us 6 years ago, and he got onto the senior team. That's when I got to know him personally. I always knew of him and around the town and that. But he made our senior team that year, and he won a couple in the league double.
Describe him to us, Carol, because what I knew of him, he was a very strong player, very forceful player.
He was. The word I used for him, he was very energetic, Wishy. He'd always, even at training, like, he'd always go that extra bit. Great man to be running after ball. Really looked after himself, very fit. Gave his heart and soul to anything he did.
He was a kind of a charismatic kind of a figure in many ways. He had the ponytail tied up at the back, and he was a swashbuckling kind of a fella, always driving forward and no fear, very fearless player and very skillful.
Yeah, very skillful, lovely left leg in him. He was the kind of a player that was always in the right place at the right time, always get the important goal, was what I'd say. The big games, he'd always pop up there, might get the winner and things like that. Very skillful, so he was.
What would he have won with Celtic?
He won the Cup and League double in 2005, and he won the league the following year, back-to-back leagues with us in 2006.
Who would have been his teammates around that time, Carol?
You would have Stephen Hayes, Peter McCarthy, who's his next-door neighbour, very close friend of his. You would have David Hayes, Brian Spillane, Gary Keane, John McDonough.
In relation to training then, was he a good man to turn up for training? Was he very dedicated to training? And how was he to handle, as the fellow says?
He was very easy to handle, Wishy. He was a very quite old devil, really, now, to be honest. Just went about his business. Like I said yesterday, he was one of the first up to training, one of the last to go. Just went about his own business.
played a lot of football with Killarney Athletic too.
He did, all his underage soccer, and he played a bit of senior. I think he was player of the year in 2004 for Killarney Athletic A team, and that just shows you how good he really was.
What special memories of him on the field now, Carl, would you have? What would be the abiding memories? Was there a goal, or was there a few movements, or was there a few things he did?
Like I said, he was the player that always got into the right position at the right time. I remember playing an FAI Junior Cup game a few years ago, and Conor popped up at the end of the game and got the winning goal. He was that kind of player. We played Port Marnock, and he was very unlucky the same day. He could have had a hat-trick, but he was just always in the right place at the right time.
Did he like the travelling? Did he like the socialising after? And what kind was he? How did you find him after the games?
Conor was quite like. I mean, he'd hang out with Peter McCarthy, really. He wouldn't be a great man for the socialising. That he's kind of staying his own. Himself and Peter would be very close buddies, and they'd sit together and they'd have their own bit of crack.
And as I mentioned earlier on, he was kind of charismatic in the way that he had this fabulous ponytail, and it was very distinctive on the field.
Twas it stood out all right, I suppose. He got a bit of a doing for down through the years, but Conor was Conor. I mean, anyone that knew him, the tattoos and the long ponytail, he stood out all right.
Yeah. When did you meet him last, Carl?
I suppose I met him 3 or 4 weeks ago, we should, in Daly's. I met him with just a quick chat, really, passing by, but he'll be missed.
Finally, how good a soccer player was he? Explain to us, what had he?
He was unique, like, he was a very good soccer player. I mean, a good testament to him, like, he'd walk on any team in Kerry, yeah, which is a good testament to Conor. Very natural, just took the game as it came, really, like, and went about his own business, like I keep saying. He was that kind of a player. Like, he was, like you said, he's very unique. He was very unique, so.
Would he have played with Kerry soccer teams, Carol?
I'd say he would have played Kerry U team, all right, with the under-18s. I don't think he played Oscar Traynor.
Yeah, big loss to the club.
Big loss to the club, big loss to the town. We should know, to be fair, the whole town is in shock, and just desperate news again.
Yeah, and you postponed your game. You had the game over the weekend, but naturally enough, you didn't go ahead with it.
No, ourselves and Killarney Athletic both of us got our games postponed out of respect and only proper order too.
Well, Carl, listen to me. Thanks for those memories, remembering him. Thank you.
No problem, Wishy. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Carl McMahon there paying tribute to Conor Spellman. And as I said there, I'll never forget the night, the evening above in Doreen, when he scored 10 goals all off play for the Legion under-14s. It's something I have never seen before or seen since. And as I said a while ago, he was player of the year in 2006 with Killarney Athletic. It gave them tremendous service. Michael O'Sullivan, who's the former chairman of Killarney Athletic, that great Killarney club, who are based out in Woodlawn, not far from where Conor lived. Conor lived in Ballycashin, and Ballycashin is a part of Woodlawn, running all along there out in Woodlawn. Michael joins me on the line. Mike, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Rishi. Obviously, it is a very sombre time to be on the radio speaking to you. It's such a tragedy and all the rest of it.
It is. Give us your memories of Conor when you first met him and the service that he gave to Athletic, Michael.
Well, as Carl had mentioned just earlier, there, you know, he started his underage football with Killarney Athletic, I'd say when he was about 8. He was very keen from a very young age, and he would have played right throughout his underage with Killarney Athletic. I would have always, I suppose, I was chairman myself at the time, for, you know, through the 90s in particular, and I obviously would have kept a keen eye on underage players, and Conor's name always cropped up, you know, when you read the reports, he was scoring, and he was always the key player in all the teams he would have played with. Now, fortunately enough, I knew Conor, you know, because I managed him in the year of 97, but Dennis Hayes as well, and myself would have been very involved with the teams they were involved in at that particular time. And in actual fact, I mean, the Spellman family would have had a very strong tie to the club as well, and great support of the club, and the other lads played with us as well. And I would have managed Conor in 97. I think it was an under-16 team at that particular year, if my memory serves me right, 96-97. And he was, as Carol said earlier, he was an exemplary young lad, loved soccer, was his love, and he would love playing football as well, love scoring goals and all the rest, but he really had a very strong passion for soccer. And I always remember one particular game that we travelled up. We, at that particular time, we had some very good underage teams, and I always remember going up to a team in Limerick playing in an FAI National Cup. It was actually against the crowd of a famous club up there, Pike Rovers. And we went up there. A lot of people expected that we were going to get a bit of a hiding above here, because they were you know, reaching the final stages of the FAI National Cups at that particular time. But we went up there, and fortunately, one of our lads was sent off early on in the match, and you know, everything was stacked against us. And but we came out with a draw out of it, and Connor was the guy who scored the equaliser for us that day against all the odds. And I know that I must certainly would be speaking on behalf of all the lads that would have known him, and that particular team in particular, a lot of good friends, you know, Paddy O'Connor and David Gleeson and Nicholas Murphy, Aaron Quill. Yeah. All those lads, they were all brought up, they were all around the same time, and Connor was very much the goal scorer in the team. Just to take it on a small bit there, because like I said, I had a great affection for Connor, because he was a very, very likable young lad, you know, and I know he was on to me then that he wanted to go. At that time, the FAI started these FOSS, if you like, they were called FOSS courses, and basically they were development courses for any guys with potential, if they wanted to go on to another level where they'd be playing more full-time, training full-time soccer, and to give them a year or so, you know.
Yeah.
And, some lads used to get an opportunity to go overseas and maybe play with other clubs and all that, and Connor had been on to me, and there was a course in Cork at the time. Now, the guy who ran the courses at the time, the FAI official, was a man by the name of Jimmy McDermott, whom I was actually speaking to today, and he too sends his sympathy to the family, and was shocked by it, because he took Connor very much under his wing at that time, and he said to me, look, we'll bring Connor to Dublin all together, because he would have been involved in the course in Dublin himself. And Connor actually went up to Dublin on the FOSS course, possibly 98, 99, and got on very well, actually, above there. He actually played with a junior side above there for a while.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy was saying to me that he kind of said to him, look, you need to be playing the weekend as well, and rather travelling up and down. It was actually St. Kevin's Boys, if my memory serves me right. So he played actually above there as well. And he was very, very, very likeable, very popular young lad. And, you know, it was... You know, we're all deeply saddened.
Michael, he was a fearless man on the field. He'd go through people rather than go around them, and I mean that in the best possible way. He had this unique strength for young men.
Oh, he had, yeah, exceptionally. That's how he stood out. When he was at underage level, he could play at his own age, and he could also play at the age above him.
That's your spot on, yeah.
And he was the kind of a lad. Once he got the ball, he loved to go for goal. And I was listening to Dinny Murphy there, the Legion chairman, earlier, and same thing. He had the very same instinct. And that's an instinct. That's a natural instinct, you know, from a playing point of view. He really, you know, he gave great joy in the way he played, you know. And it really, but even outside of, you know, his ability, he most certainly was... a very likeable guy.
Do you know what I found about him, Michael? And, of course, I knew him well because his brother's married to my daughter, so I'd have known him well, and he'd be very close in some ways. When I'd call out to the house, I'd meet him. I found now, myself, it might be a strange thing to say, I found he had a kind of a very calming effect on a person. He had that type of a temperament. To me, I found he had a calming effect.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. He was a very pleasant young lad. In actual fact, any time I would meet him myself, and I actually met him, you know, a few weeks ago, and we spoke for quite a long time. And what actually struck me about him at that particular time, he was even referring back to when he was in Dublin, you know.
Yeah.
And now that I think back in it, it was possibly 12 years ago, you know, and he was kind of saying to me, I wasn't speaking to Jimmy lately. This was the guy that was running the courses in Dublin, and he said, you know, he was still interested in that, you know, and the friendship he had developed and how were things going and all the rest. And obviously, from our point of view then, there'd be great rivalry between Killarney Athletic and Killarney Celtic, and, you know, with players ranging from one club to another. But, you know, with Conor, he was just a very likeable guy, and he would stop and talk to you, and he'd be interested in how's your team's going, and there was all that kind of thing. And as you mentioned earlier, and I was speaking to Dermot O'Carroll and Alan O'Connor, they would have been managers of the team in 2006, 2007. He was playing with us in that particular year when he was actually player of the year. And it was the same story with Weishi. He was just, you know, he was exemplary. And he was awarded, actually, the Martin Beckett, Sean O'Connor, Player of the Year at that particular time. That trophy is presented for the Player of the Year by the club.
And, of course, to remind our listeners, Martin Beckett was the young great Croke footballer who died in an accident. Sean O'Connor was a young Legion footballer who died with Martin Beckett in that terrible crash up around Tipperary there when they were coming home from holidays. And ye have a trophy that's presented every year to the Player of the Year. And in 2006, Conor Lortimerson was awarded that trophy. That's what you're saying, isn't it, Michael?
That's exactly it. You know, that was ironic that we presented that trophy out of that
three side, young men, yeah.
Memory of the lads, you know, because, you know, with any club, it's the young people that are involved in, and you know, that you have the greatest affiliation to and all the rest, and it's the greatest tragedy for a family, and obviously it's a great tragedy for a club as well to lose people that are, you know, the young people within the club. And that's the sad thing, when I thought back, you know, and we were all, you know, deeply shocked and saddened when we heard of the news, and you think of all the memories of the Conor, and you'd also think of the memories of the lads as well.
Yeah.
And from our point of view, we just hope, you know, that there will be an eternal peace together in the next life, you know.
Yeah. The Fleas Valley Rowan Club were on, and they said, Conor, thanks for all the great sporting moments you gave to us. That's the Fleas Valley Rowan Club. Thank you for that. And of course, Michelle, his wife, and his little daughter, Holly, he was mad about them. Of course, he was cracked about them. And of course, his mother, Nolene, and his father, Mick, and his three brothers. And of course, Mick, the Spellman's family are renowned in the timber and sawmills business in Calais, going back decades. And I know his dad Mick very well, I know his great grandfather very well too, and the family are renowned, so it's very, very sad. And come here, Michael, thank you for joining us.
No problem, Weishi. Like I say, no, we just wish to extend our deepest sympathy to all the Spellman family and everybody that would be affected by it. It's a huge, huge tragedy.
Peter McCarthy was a great, Peter McCarthy, a great soccer player, one of the great Kerry soccer players. He grew up alongside Colin, he lives alongside him. He was a great friend of his, wasn't he?
That's right, yeah. It's Peter and himself were great friends, but you know, Conor was that way. He was very, you know, he was very well liked by everybody. They didn't know him. He was he was a guy you would take. And like you said, he had a very calming temperament. In actual fact, I referred to there earlier when I met him only a few weeks ago, and I was saying to him, you know, because he was great to train and fit and everything else. And I said to him, are you still training and you're doing a bit and all the rest? And he informed me that he was after having this accident and that, you know, that he couldn't train and he had injury with his back, and he was still very pleasant in his manner, you know. It kind of struck me. I said, because I even said it to him, you look fit. I said, you don't look like a guy that's been through what you were through. And he said, believe me, he said, you know, that it's been tough and I'm going for an operation. He was telling me at the time, you know, and that was only a few weeks back, and his little daughter was with him at the time, and you could see the affection that she had for him and the concern he had for her. It really is very sad.
Well,
you know?
Peter McCarthy told me today this was his favourite song. Thank you, Michael.
All the best, Richard. Bye. Touch of your hand says you catch me wherever I fall.
You say it best. You can go straight to the break. When you say nothing at all.
Hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd.
says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best, when you say nothing at all.
Terrace Talk, in association with Kerry Phone Centres, your total communications provider.